This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode of Forgotten Sunnahs. Today we're going to be talking about traveling during the night. It is narrated in the Muwatta of Imam Malik that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Alaykum bi sayri al-layli fa innal arda tutwa bil-layl ma la tutwa bin-nahar." He said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Travel during the night, for the earth folds up during the night in a way that it doesn't fold up during the day." What this means is that it is faster to travel during the night than it is during the day. So here we see the Prophet ﷺ encouraging us to travel during the night, preferring the night over the day. And so what we understand is that there is definitely more barakah, more blessings in traveling during the night. More barakah means that it would be easier to travel during the night. It would be more convenient to travel during the night. We may face less hardship traveling during the night, and so on and so forth. So that is the forgotten sunnah for today, preferring night travel over day travel. Now, with that being said, I must give a disclaimer, and that is that this sunnah can be affected by our particular situation or circumstances. So let's say, for example, someone has a safety concern traveling during the night. For this person, we wouldn't say, no, it is better for you to travel during the night. We would say, because you are concerned for your safety during the night, it is better for you to travel during the day. Also, let's say, for example, someone has trouble driving during the night because it's darker and it's harder for them to see. We would say, don't force yourself to travel during the night. Rather, it is better for you to travel during the day. So this sunnah is applied when all things are equal, when traveling during the day and the night in every other way would be the same, would be equal. They're both equally convenient for us. In this case, we would prefer the night to the day. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hey, assalamu alaikum. Hope you're doing well, and I hope you've been enjoying and benefiting from this series called Forgotten Sunnahs. If you have, please don't forget to share these beautiful Forgotten Sunnahs with your friends and your family as well. Also, keep an eye out for a special edition of Forgotten Sunnahs, which will deal with the month of Ramadan, Forgotten Sunnahs during the month of Ramadan. So keep an eye out for that here on this channel, inshallah ta'ala, and I'll see you there.